So how do the rocks get red anyway? Well, the stream has cut through layers of sediment typical of the Waterton area, including a rock called red or green argillite. But they have different conditions during the process of sediment layer forming, and that's what brings in the color. The red argillite is mudstone compressed in the presence of oxygen. The green is argillite made of mudstone compressed without the presence of oxygen. Lighter colored layers were laid down thousands of years ago by storms or eruptions, creating layers between events of mudstone. When the rock is dry, it's rather dull, but add water and you have an amazing sparkling show of brilliant color. There are also features to look for, including ripple marks, mud cracks, and fossils. Blue-green algae are also visible along the path. As for wildlife, Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep frequent the park. Mostly the females and young are seen. They have short, slightly curved horns and lack the impressive curling headgear of the older males. Please remember, do not feed or approach any type of wildlife. I should warn you, if it's spring or there's been a recent rainstorm, the creek will be raging and may hide a lot of the spectacular colors.